Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Kuf Beis, Shabbos 102, pagination, page 204, starting on Amud Beis from the top, the new Mishnah. Habona, a person who is building, which is one of the 39 categories prohibited on Shabbos. Kamo Yivne V'yehei Chayiv, how much does he have to build in order to be chayiv in violation? Habona kol shehu, even a little bit. V'hamesates, a person who chisels stone, hamake bepatish, that he's applying the final hammer blow that's critical to finalize the activity that he's working on. Kol shehu chayiv, even a little bit, is the violation. That final hammer blow is significant. Drop down two lines. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel adds, Af hamake bekurnis al hasadon. Also a person who bangs with the hammer on the anvil. B'shas malacha. During his work. Chayiv mishum kimisakin malacha. He's fixing something. And the Gemara will explain on the following Amud that they used to bang on the metal that they were working, and then they would bang on this separate anvil, this separate location, in order to make sure that the hammer would be proper, that it would be straight, flat, so that it shouldn't cause damage to the metal. So they're perfecting the hammer with this hammer blow, so that it doesn't become misshapen from all the banging, and that's considered makeh bepatish, the final activity to keep it good. Drop down to the last third of the page. The first word on the line is ba'alma, and then you'll see a two dots. And what we get introduced to over here is two malachas that the Mishnah mentioned in terms of practical application. One malacha is bone, building, and the other is makeh bepatish, finalizing the activity with the final hammer blow. We find even in contemporary literature, when electricity and electric appliances were analyzed, two of the suggestions of using electric appliances on Shabbos and why it would be prohibited to activate an electric appliance on Shabbos, one suggestion was bone, and one suggestion was that it might be a violation of makeh bepatish. Bone, you plug it into the wall, for example, some level of building or making something that wasn't there work as part of the house structure. And makeh bepatish, that the item was not usable before, and by flipping the switch, you activated it, you made it work. When it's off, presumably, one can argue that it is not a usable active appliance, and that is a matter of debate how exactly to define electric appliances. In any case, we see in the Gemara that indeed a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which one of these to apply, bone or makeh bepatish. The Gemara quotes, HaMesatis, one who chisels a stone. So, Mesatis Mishum Mai Mechayiv, what are you in violation of? Rav Amar Mishum Bone. Rav says, you're in violation of building. Shmuel Amar Mishum Makeh Bepatish. And Shmuel says, you're in violation of the final hammer blow that makes it an effective, usable object. Similarly, Ha'osa Nekev Belul Shal Tarnagolim, a person makes a hole in a chicken coop for ventilation. Rav Amar Mishum Bone, Shmuel Amar Mishum Makeh Bepatish. Rav says it's a type of building, and Shmuel says it's finishing the product. Ayo Sufsa Bekufina Demara, when a person puts a wedge into the handle of the hoe so that the metal and the wood should be properly wedged together. Rav Amar Mishum Bona, Shmuel Amar Mishum Akav Patish. Again, a machlokas. Rav says it's a type of building. Shmuel says it's Makav Patish. It's the final hammer blow to make the tool usable. Take a look at the last words of the Amud. Tashema, come in here. On to the next Amud. Hakodeyach, a person who drills, kol shehu, even a little bit, chayiv, is in violation. Bishlama l'Rav, I understand, according to Rav, mechsi kemando charchur selevin yana, it appears that he is digging a hole in order to affect the structure. But according to Shmuel, who invokes Makeh Bepatish here, what final hammer blow is accomplished when you drill something in? What's the problem? The problem is that you still have to add the hook. You drilled in with your bit, but your bit comes out, and now you have a hole, but what are you going to do with a hole? What's the Makeh Bepatish? The case is the Baze Beramza de Farzala. You actually used the metal as the bit, which today self-screwing screw, indeed, you use the screw itself as the bit, making the hole going into the wall. Vishavke begave, and he will leave the screw in the wall. Dahainu gemar malacha, so that his drilling is in fact the concluding useful activity and not just a lead in to some later putting in a hook. This is the hook that he is doing. Drop a line. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, when a person is makeh bekurnes al asad, and he bangs with a hammer on a stump of wood, and will explain because he wants to straighten the hammer. But the Gemara starts off not sure what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel had in mind. Maika Ovid, what is he doing? Rabav Rav Yosef Damri Tavayim Bnei Shema Aminis Yodo. Somehow he is straightening his hand. He's straightening it so that it should be ready for the next hammer blow. Kashuba Bnei Rechava. So they asked, Elamayata, if he's straightening his hand, Chaza Umnasa B'Shabbos, if a person sees a worker on Shabbos, V'gomar, and he learns, he's studying the craft, and he learns from watching the person do the activity on Shabbos, if you watch shipbuilders on Shabbos, Hachanami D'Mechayiv, would that be a personal violation of Shabbos? We understand it might not be in the spirit of Shabbos, but that's not a direct violation, one of the 39 categories. Just to watch someone else do something. El Abayev Rava, Damit Avayu, Abayin Rava explains, she came meradidei, tase mishkan osim kein. The people who hammered the plates of the mishkan, very thin metal that was used in the mishkan, so they had to flatten it. And that's what they did. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, from Akab Bekurnas al Asadim Bishas Melacha Chayiv, Shekem Meradid De Tase Mishkan Osim Kein, because that was the way of the people doing this craft. Rashi explains, Makin Gimel al Hates Va'achas al Asadon. They would bang three times on the sheet of metal, and then once on the stump of wood, Lahacha Likakurnas, to flatten, to straighten the hammer, Shlo yivaka hates, so that the plate of metal should not get shattered, shuhudak, because it's very thin, and if there would be any irregularity in the hammer, it would mess things up. So he banged three times like this, and one time like that. Ubale matbea bimikosenu ra'isi osim kein. And Rashi adds that he saw the people who make coins in his area indeed do this, that they bang on the metal, but to make sure that they're dealing with a tool that's very reliable and that's not going to cause problems on the metal, they make sure to, according to his sequence, 3 and 1, but they make sure periodically to bang on a separate stump, and that makes sure that the hammer is in shape. So it's a makeh bepatish, a final hammer blow regarding the hammer, to make sure that the hammer will work properly. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.